Darcy Waldegrave, Sports Talk host with us now. Hi, Darcy.
Beep, 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 beep. Breaking news just came out on the New Zealand Herald through Liam Napier that Fijian rugby coach Vern Cotter has walked from the job, effective immediately.
Why?
Personal circumstances, apparently. This has just come through. So that's going to be another change of head coach in the same year as the World Cup. It's become very fashionable, hasn't it? Just to get a brand new head coach, and why not? Let's charge into it.
So
that has just come through. If you want to find out more about that, nzherald.co.nz. That story from Liam Napier, resigning with immediate effect due to personal reasons. I'm just quoting that straight from the story. Interesting. Daryl Gibson, Glenn Jackson, assistant coaches for that Fijian side. So whether one of them steps up to the plate or they walk as well, no idea. But that's just come through around about 15 minutes
ago. Is FIFA going to get rid of Saudi Arabia as a sponsor?
Oh, come on. You're funny.
Even though New Zealand football is upset about it.
Or even though Amnesty International is upset about it, and everyone else is upset about it, and everyone in the whole world is upset about it, they will make some excuses because cash. They don't care.
Oh, so what?
No, they don't care. They got visits. Saudi are going to give them a back. So there's two ways of looking at this, right? You can go their egregious record, quote from in here, around human rights, especially women's rights, and how bad that is and how disappointing that is, or the amount of money that FIFA can pump into the women's game and hopefully promote it further. And that will be the line that they run with, will it not? Well, look, it's a whole lot of money. We don't care where it comes from.
But you know
we're
what?
Using it for the good
I
of the women's
no
game.
I have no respect for FIFA, right?
No, no
I
one
expect
does.
That nonsense from FIFA.
Yes.
But Football Australia and New Zealand football trying to pretend that they're the good guys going, we really value women's rights. Meanwhile, you hand me the cash. So we've, so
yeah, but they have to
no
say that. They have to say it, don't they? They're hardly going to say
we're not going to
take the word. Well, it doesn't exist.
Because that's exactly right.
Money doesn't talk. It shouts. It has
that's
a bull
right.
horn and a massive PA
okay.
system.
So can we make the prediction that they're all going to get worked up about it and then they're going to do nothing about it?
What they don't know and what FIFA probably haven't quite worked out is that New Zealand are really good at protesting. We're really good at kicking up a stink.
Who is going to go and protest Saudi women's rights outside the cake tin?
You'd be surprised.
Apart
I think that New Zealand's history of having a crack and protesting, and it could end up with FIFA looking a little silly. Well, I'm saying that they'll say, we've got all the money. We need a what's the zone around this where no one can come?
Can you imagine the drama about that, right? So let's say some people go and protest that. Then you're going to have this really weird clash of what are you more worried about? Women's rights and Saudi Arabia or supporting women in football, you know?
They'll turn it back
that.
To this is essentially, you know, blood money or sport washing and this is offensive and done. But like normally, and this I always talk about that, like with the FIFA World Cup and like with the Olympic Games, we go, man, this is terrible, this is terrible. This
and then we go,
wow,
they're kicking a ball.
Yeah, look how quick he is. That's a great goal.
She in this case.
But that's what will happen. People will just go, although in the last FIFA World Cup, there was still a lot of protesting around it because, of course, what happened there was Budweiser couldn't sell beer at the last minute. That didn't go down very well. So maybe it's just part of the grind. It will carry on. The momentum will go. But I don't see FIFA turning down a hatful of cash regardless because that's FIFA. That's what they do. We all know this.
Okay. So RTS is going back to the Roosters. Do you believe this?
I wouldn't be surprised. The rumour mill has been reasonably hot for quite a while. This is not new. This isn't a drop out in the last time. So I wouldn't be surprised. I was talking with Simon James about this earlier on in the piece. I don't think it's a failure, the point of Roger Tuivasa-Sheck. I think where he failed was he was too late. I think if he wanted to have a decent crack at being an All Black and being involved in the World Cup and try and fit his way in to a very congested midfield, he should have left the Warriors 2 years ago.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
What, had he run out of steam, do you think?
No, I just don't think he had time to develop the nous and to get into a situation where he became a guy they couldn't look past.
He kind of got unlucky, though, didn't he, with Jordy Barrett?
Yeah, that wasn't great. And then you got a whole other queue. Maybe he stays and ends up at fullback where Jordy Barrett is, because Jordy is the guy, obviously. I mean, when Steve Hansen, and I spoke to him over the Christmas break, says, he's the biggest success story of the All Blacks this year. He's right, because he is.
Totally,
so,
yeah.
But I think that if Roger had have decided and pinned his flag to that mast 2 years ago, he'd probably be
is
in with
there,
a chance.
Though,
but
Dust,
I think it's
to
just
be
too
fair,
late.
Is there a little bit of resistance in rugby union from the rugby league boys switching over?
Well, if there was, he wouldn't have got anywhere near the All Blacks.
Well, he didn't get anywhere near the All Blacks.
He sat on the bench. I mean, it's close enough, and he got to play for All Blacks
pointed.
B.
That was pointed, though, wasn't it? Anyway, Dust, thank you. It's good to talk to you. Darcy will be back this evening, 7 o'clock on Sports Talk. Darcy Waldegrave.